The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. With these words of the angel unto Mary and her conception, the world started to realize the new universe impinging upon our universe. But this was only a realization to the world, for it had already been conceived in St. Anne's womb, in the Blessed Virgin Mary. If we really understood the grace given unto Mary, and if the whole of the Catholics here, Lindsay or Canada, understood that grace, this church would be filled overflowing in thanksgiving. For our Lord gave to the world. We could in many senses say that he created a new universe in the conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because he created one who is unlike the rest of the universe. Completely pure, all holy, focused always on doing the will of our Heavenly Father. She was the perfect vessel to receive our Lord into her. And like all created things, we have a final end to which we are called to tend. The Blessed Virgin Mary perfectly fulfilled this. She is then the first fruits of the new heavens and the new earth. The seed of that, which will be realized in the time to come. As we contemplate the grace given unto her, it is to recognize the grace given to all of us through her. That there could be a place preserved, a new paradise, a place to start again, to overcome the sin of Eve with the obedience of Mary, and to play again that divine drama which we saw play out in the Garden of Eden with a new Adam and a new Eve, Jesus and Mary, We know in this new divine drama, they accepted to do the will of the Lord. They were completely obedient to the Father, and therefore opened up the heavenly paradise for us, the saving work of Jesus Christ. As we say and contemplate these words about the Blessed Virgin Mary, is not to exalt her as if she were some goddess. That would be a heresy and blasphemy unto the Lord. But it is to just recognize how much the Lord gave gifts, grace to the Blessed Virgin Mary, that he can do as God, as he wishes. He sought to bestow on his own mother the most gifts, the most graces. We see in the contrast between the highest one by nature and the highest by grace, what was given unto Mary. By nature, Lucifer, the light bearer, was the greatest in the created order. However, he chose to disobey the Lord in his pride, exalting himself because of his nature, seeking to be like unto God. While the Blessed Virgin Mary was raised up in grace, as she took hold of that grace to the highest place in heaven. But she was raised up not because of her glory on earth, not because she was some great intellectual or politician or great queen proclaimed here in this world, but because of her humility, her humanity, her daily doing the work of the Lord, daily accepting to listen to the word and to live it, to being the good mother, the good housekeeper, the daily disciple of the Lord. In many ways, she was a mundane, boring figure here on earth. But if we see with the eyes of faith, the drama of the Lord goes through the boring and the mundane, the everyday life. That's where the faith is preserved, protected, and passed on. As it was in the Jewish rituals at the mother in the household started the Sabbath rituals with the candles of the hope of the Messiah to come. The Blessed Virgin Mary was the true candle, the true hope. And she saw her own son fulfill the promise of the Messiah. She was the greatest of the believers of the Jews, the greatest of the lineage of the Hebrews. From which her seed bore the great Messiah, our Lord. This daughter of Israel then proclaimed and magnified the whole of the faith of Israel through the centuries. Continues to echo today. And those Jews who have that covenant relationship with the Lord, especially those who fulfilled it in Jesus Christ. But we know that all who follow the way of Christ are now her children, those who've been baptized into him, especially we priests are called her special sons in the image of her son. All this brought together the humility and the humanity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, her role as Mother of the Church, makes her despised by the evil one, Satan. As she is exalted, he is lowered. As she finds her glory in the Lord, he finds his hatred and division. In rejecting the Lord and his plans that came through Mary, this is why Satan most hates the Blessed Virgin Mary, in some sense, even more than God, even more than Jesus. Because God, who is all-powerful and all-knowing, can do what he wills. But the Blessed Virgin Mary was simply a human, lower creature than him, who defeated him and was chosen even before the foundations of the world to be the means that we become children of the Lord, to be the vessel in which the Lord God would come into the world. Now Satan, in his division in his soul, at once sees the beauty of the Blessed Virgin Mary and at once despises this and his ugliness. This is his division that breaks him into Lucifer, Beelzebul, Jezebel, and Satan, inspiring the Jezebels, who are the opposite of the Virgin Mary, to follow his path. Satan, who is now schizophrenic in the spiritual order, fights himself as he so hates the image given to the Lord, to man, through the Virgin Mary, imprinted on every soul in creation and magnified by the Blessed Virgin Mary. Yet he knows to attack our Lord Jesus means his own destruction. He knows to despise and work against the Virgin Mary means to her greater glory in the Lord. And he too can read the final words of Scripture. In the end, it has been prophesied and will be fulfilled. The dragon, the ancient serpent, Satan, who seeks to devour the child and draws down the stars, the other demons that follow him from the skies, even as he enters into the battle with Saint Michael and the good angels against the children of the mother, the children of the church, those children will be protected under Mary's mantle, under the mantle of the church, in the refuge of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, in the refuge of the mantle of the church. And Satan knows in the end he will not win that battle. The Lamb who was slain for us will triumph. The image given in Our Lady of Knock, the Lamb who triumphs in heaven with Mother Mary and Saint John beholding. So we know how the story will end. It is our calling to remain faithful with the Mother, to go about in our daily, mundane, sometimes boring activities. Or even if the drama of the events come upon us, to trust, to continue to place ourselves in the refuge of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to be living in that refuge, and trusting that she, who recognizes all children of the Church as hers, will protect us unto salvation, and bring us to that heavenly paradise which she has already prepared in her person, in her heart. And we all wait in the fullness of time when that universe that was started in the Virgin Mary will come and encompass the whole of this universe, so that there will only be left the glory of the new heavens and new earth, and the separation of those who departed into the abyss with Satan and his cohorts. Then we who trust in the Lord, who live in his grace and die in his grace, will glory with the Blessed Virgin Mary and her court for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.